nearly 300 community members packed a meeting at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle last night. They found out how to aid immigrant detainees who've been separated from their children and recently held at a federal prison in SeaTac. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The overflow crowd included lots of mothers with their own young children in tow.
It's horrific. It's very cruel. It's a cruel way of deterring asylum seekers.
Catherine Fitzpatrick says on a normal day, she'd be at home taking care of her school-age children. She says she grew up in South Africa and saw parallels there to how the Trump administration explained its family separation policy.
Seeing those kinds of things and the lies that they were telling, very similar to apartheid.
At the meeting, people signed up to visit detainees, offer them shelter when they're released, and provide travel funds. But Michael Ramos with the Church Council of Greater Seattle says they aren't able to do any of those things yet.
It's all in anticipatory that if and when people are released, we're ready to walk with them.
Immigration lawyers said they're also working to provide phone cards to the detainees. They said most parents have been given a document with their children's locations, but none have been able to call them so far. The attorneys said most of the parents separated from children under 18 have been transferred from the federal detention center in SeaTac to the immigrant detention center in Tacoma. But they said those parents are no closer to being reunited with their children, despite the Trump administration's executive order discontinuing the policy in the future. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.